windowworld.com.
If you can hear my voice on the radio, Window World will come out and give you a free in-home estimate. Window World Windows, started by two North County guys who met in college, and they have grown Window World into the number one remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 2014. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldst.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. We test and install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. That's a value of $20. We install them not because you couldn't do it yourself, but because we think you shouldn't. Take a breather, buddy. You deserve it. Free battery testing and installation only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
PNC Arts Alive New Dance Horizons are four world premieres by four of your favorite local professional dance companies. Tickets are on sale now. Click dancestlouis.org.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
And your arms, I'm longing to be.
Longing to be.
Baby,
tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me.
Kiss me once while the stars shine.
Coming up on a quarter after five here at the Big 550 KTRS, the Friday edition of the large morning show in the afternoon. I'm Paul Harris.
And your arms.
Dan and Ian are here with me. You missed the announcement yesterday at this time. Tina has retired from the business to spend more time with her family. She's got a grandkid to take care of now and a business to take care of and a boyfriend to take care of. And so she's doing all of those things and not a member of our family here anymore. I guess extended family.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she's still a member of the band.
That's right. She's still in Henry's Humans.
That's right.
You got a gig this weekend?
No, we do not have a gig this weekend. We do have a gig on the 19th of October downstairs at the Backstreet Jazz and Blues Club.
All right. Let's play the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday at this time. If you have not played in the last month or so and you'd like to take a shot, the phone number is 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 1-888-550-KTRS. On your cell phone, *KTRS. As always, you're not just playing for a warm handshake and a pat on the back, but you're playing for more than that. Fabulous prizes. If only there was someone in the house who could tell us what those prizes are.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul. Right here, we have a Stefanina.
Sorry, I didn't see you, prize man.
Pizza and restaurant gift certificate. Four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield Valley. We also have a King Edward's chicken, great fried chicken in St. Charles. And we're going to throw in a Well Hungarians t-shirt.
That's a prize package worth well over $1 million. Thank you, prize man. The way the Harris Challenge works is we get the contestants on the line, and then we turn on the semi-random category computer, and we see how the day goes from there. And here is our very first contestant. Hi, Roger. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Just loving it. It's Friday, and hopefully I'm going to win some pizza.
I hope so, too. All right, let's turn on that semi-random category computer and see what questions and categories it spits out for us here today. You'll get your choice of the first three. And category one, always the most topical of our categories. It's called, Are You Paying Attention? Category two, Hail to the Movie Chief. I guess that's a connection to the debate the other night, but not about the debate, about movies with presidents in them. And category three, A Multiple Choice Mess. Which one would you like?
Let's take the first one.
Are you paying attention? All right, Roger, here's how the Harris Challenge works. We start with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You got to get them all done in 60 seconds, but you can pass on any question you want and go pick it up later if you still have time. When the buzzer sounds at the end of a minute, we tally up your score, and if you have 8 points or better, you're going to win that prize package the prize man just told you about. But if you don't, if you get seven or less, I will have to punish you. You understand the consequences of that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Dun, dun, dun.
Really? I just thought.
No one go there.
We have 150,000 sound effects in the machine, and for the dramatic moment, it's you going dun dun dun.
Don't you have something to go dun?
There's got to be something in there.
Yeah. Dramatic.
No, that's not it.
No, not that.
I didn't say randomly push a button and see what comes up.
Yeah, apparently you don't have a dun dun dun.
Might have to punish you. Roger, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
That was horrible.
That's okay.
And by the way, this proves that the show is not pre-recorded and edited for later on.
No.
Your category, Roger, is Are You Paying Attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was lambasted for doing a poor job as moderator at Tuesday's presidential debate?
Roger?
Hello. Did you hear me?
Yes. What was your answer?
Pass.
Okay. What title did athlete Miguel Cabrera achieve this week?
The Triple Crown.
Correct. Who was named this week to host the 2013 Academy Awards telecast?
Dude, I know, but it's Jim Lehrer for the first one.
Jim Lehrer for the first one is right. On the three-pointer, you're passing?
Yes.
What food did the National Pork Producers Council assure us will not have a shortage in coming months?
Not have a shortage?
Yeah. National Pork Producers.
Pork steaks.
Bacon. Five-pointer. Are you going to run out before I can get the five-pointer out of my mouth? The guy who was named this week to host the 2013 Academy Awards telecast was Seth MacFarlane, the guy behind Family Guy. And because we didn't get to that five-pointer, Roger, you only got the one and the two, and that's only 3 points, I'm sorry to say. Uh-huh. And so we start on the sour note of having to punish you. Today happens to be the 50th anniversary of the Beatles releasing their single, Love Me Do, their first single released here in the United States. Here with a bit of trivia about that song, our musicologist, Dan Strauss.
Thank you, Paul. On that, the producers did not like the way Ringo Starr played the drums on that, so they brought in another drummer, Andy White. So he plays the drums on Love Me Do.
So every time Love Me Do is played, Andy White gets a royalty of one millionth of a cent, and Paul McCartney gets $11. You know, it really wasn't fair the way they worked those things out.
No.
Anyway, because it is the 50th anniversary of that song, sorry, Bernice, because it is the 50th anniversary of that song, Roger, we thought that we would punish you with it. But, of course, not with the Beatles version, which is good, but instead with the Brady Bunch version, which ain't.
All right.
That's enough.
That's awful.
You know, if only the Beatles had thought, how can we make this sound more like it's from a 70s sitcom?
It would be better if Johnny Bravo would have done that song.
By the way, you know who plays drums on that?
Who?
Andy White.
On this? With the Brady Bunch?
Roger, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Brian, you're our next contestant today on the Harris Challenge. How are you?
I'm great, thanks.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'll just say hello to the gang. I'm AM and the PM, and everyone have a good weekend.
All right. We have two categories still up there, Hail to the Movie Chief or a Multiple Choice Mess. And we had a third category you can choose from, Putting Some Use to Dr. Seuss.
I will do the, I'll be a sucker, and I'll take the Multiple Choice.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Eight or better to win, Brian. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What state set the record for the most snow in a 24-hour period? Colorado, Alaska, or Minnesota?
I'll say Minnesota.
Colorado. When was the NBA officially formed? 1929, 1939, 1949?
39.
49. Which of these kills the fewest people each year? Killer bees, snakes, or sharks?
Snakes.
Sharks.
Oh.
In a standard deck of playing cards, which king does not have a mustache? Hearts, spades, diamonds, or clubs?
Hearts.
Correct.
Nice.
What animal was used as the symbol in the first ads for Dr. Pepper? A horse, a giraffe, or a lion?
A lion.
Did you say lion?
Yes.
The correct answer is lion.
All right.
I pulled it out.
You got the 4 and the 5, Brian. That's 9 points, and that means you're a winner. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thanks.
A couple of dinners on us. I hope you enjoy them and have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you. Here's our third contestant. Hello, George.
Hello.
Tell me, what was that?
Hello.
Driving West 170. It's hard telling what kind of a cell I'm in.
Oh, I understand.
Oh.
All right, George, tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just on my way to the deer woods to do a little bow hunting.
All right. Going to be a tad moist.
Great weather for it.
Yeah, going to be a tad moist this weekend, won't it?
That's cool. It'll work well.
All right. Categories on the board here. Hail to the movie chief, putting some use to Dr. Seuss, and we add in one final category, lay it down.
Let's do the Dr. Seuss.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, George. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In which of his books would you find Sam I Am?
Pass.
Who heard a who?
Pass again.
In which of his books would you find Thing 1 and Thing 2?
Looks like I've already been punished once, but I'm going to get it twice, so pass.
George.
Chose the category of his own free will. Who's the little girl in The Grinch Who Stole Christmas?
Linda who? Linda Lou.
Cindy Lou who?
Cindy Lou.
What was Dr. Seuss's real name?
Pass.
Back to the one pointer. In which of his books?
The punishment.
In which of his books would you find Sam I Am? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Seuss rhymed things. Sam I Am would go with.
Green eggs and ham.
Green eggs and ham. Before.
It was Horton who heard a who. Thing 1 and Thing 2 were in The Cat in the Hat, and Dr. Seuss's real name was Theodore Geisel. And so you got, let's count them up here. Zero.
Oh, man.
Oh, George, I'm so sorry you got shut out. Again, I will remind listeners, I don't force a category on anyone. George chose that one himself, and so he has to be punished as well by the Brady Bunch.
You know I love you.
I think we heard Marsha's broken nose in there somewhere.
Usually the boys do something, and then the girls do something. Maybe they do that later.
Maybe wait till Florence Henderson kicks in, and when Alice sings the solo at the end, oh, my. No, she's not on there at all. Let's go to our next contestant. Hello, Mike.
How you doing?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just a conveyor salesman.
A conveyor salesman.
Yes, sir.
You mean like...
For shopping, grocery stores?
Conveyor belts?
No, like power plants, mining companies.
Oh, like with the big ramp thing where it takes the coal up in the...
By the quarry and now here's all that gravel and sand going...
Conveyors, bucket elevators, screw conveyors.
Cool. Good business.
I have a friend of mine that does that.
Is this a good economy for the conveyor business?
It hasn't been for a while. Do any of you need conveyors?
Let me check, Dan.
No, I do not.
Ian?
No, all my quarry needs are already taken care of. I'm sorry, Mike.
Sorry, Mike, we can't help you with that. But we can help you with some prizes here. If you do well in one of the two remaining categories, we have Hail to the Movie Chief or Lay It Down.
I'll try to lay it down.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Good luck. Let's play the Harris Challenge. How many times does the letter Y appear in the name of the company Lazy Boy Incorporated?
Two.
No, just one. Which guitarist singer had a hit called Lay Down Sally? Which soft drink company is the corporate parent of Frito-Lay? Big soft drink company, take a guess.
7-Up.
Pepsi. In what movie did Kevin Costner refuse to lay up on the last hole of the U.S. Open?
In Cup.
Tin Cup is right. What did Bob Dylan tell a woman to lay across in his song, Lay Lady Lay?
Lay
And then they cuss my big.
Keep singing, Dan.
I can't.
Brass bed.
His big brass bed. And the guy who had a hit with Lay Down Sally was Eric Clapton. So not so much with the classic rock for you. That's okay. Mike, you only got 1 point here. I'm sorry, 4 points. And that means I have to punish you as well. Cindy, sing the lead. Oh, that's her on trombone. Dylan actually sang with them on this and did a harmonica. All right. You know, it scared me there because he actually hit a correct note.
Yeah.
Really,
you're
really
off
by
your
accident.
Game.
Mike, I hope you have a good weekend. Thanks very much for playing.
Thank you all. Thanks
a lot. And here's our final contestant. Hi, Jim.
Hey, guys.
Tell me about yourself with your 5 second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to wish happy birthday. It was actually yesterday to my 16-year-old son, Jared.
Happy birthday, plus one, Jared. See what Dad can do for you now. The only category left on the board, Hail to the Movie Chief. Jim, okay. let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the U.S. President in Air Force One?
Harrison Ford.
Correct. Who played the woman Michael Douglas dated in The American President?
Oh, God, what is her name?
That's what I asked you. You want to pass?
Yeah.
In what movie did Kevin Klein play President Bill Mitchell?
Pass.
Who played the president in Deep Impact?
Deep Impact was... Oh, I know I'm going to get it wrong.
You know it, say it.
Pass.
Who played the President of the United States in Love Actually?
Pass. I have no clue.
I don't know.
Back
yet.
To the two-pointer. Who played the woman Michael Douglas dated in The American President?
Annette Bening.
Correct. In what movie did Kevin Kline play President Bill Mitchell?
Oh, I'm going to kill myself. I can't think of it.
He also played the look-alike, the title character, Dave.
Dave, that's right.
Dave, who played the president in Deep Impact, America's first African-American president?
You were close.
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Oh,
Morgan Freeman. I was thinking Danny Glover, but that was in Independence Day.
No, he wasn't president. That was Bill Pullman.
Bill Paxton and Pullman.
On Independence Day.
And Love Actually was Billy Bob Thornton.
Glover played what was that? 2012. Was it 2012?
That's
right. Yeah, 2012.
That's right. Well, let's see, Jim, you got the one and the two, and, you know, that's only three, which is less than eight, so here they come again.
Love me too.
Oh.
Love me too. Someone to love. Somebody new. Someone to love. Someone like you.
This is no way to celebrate an anniversary, I'll tell you that. Jim, I'm sorry you didn't win. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
And that's how we play the Harris Challenge every Friday at 5:15 here on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.
And we're going to check the highways with Tim Weiland. Tim.
Tomorrow, after a two-game road trip, the Missouri Tigers return home to take on the Commodores of Vanderbilt in a Southeastern Conference matchup. Hi, this is Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. This is just the fifth meeting between the two. Make sure you join us right here.
Coverage begins at 4:30. Game time is at 6. Get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
All right, Tim Weiland has all the information you need to get home in the rain. Tim?
Sorry about that. New equipment. We've got a few bugs to work out.
What are you talking about? We can...
Don't do that.
I get it.
Cutting out.
Yeah, thanks.
I can't even do it as well as you can. I actually just said problem with cutting out. There's nothing that was cut out.
That's good. Dan naturally cuts out.
Those improv classes have paid off of me so well, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
I'm glad nobody's going to hear these mistakes later on when we edit the show.
Yeah, well, eastbound 44 and Antire, they've cleared that accident, but boy, traffic is jammed up between Six Flags and 109 through Antire Road. Still running stop and go on southbound 270 from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 is midway between Missouri Bottom and McDonald through New Florissant. Westbound 70, it's heavy as you make your way from 270 out through the Blanchette Bridge and from 94 out through T.R. Hughes in some slow pockets. Another accident on northbound 270 at Highway 70. Southbound 170 slowing Olive down through 64. This traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Try the newest flavor phenomenon from Subway, the new Tuscan chicken melt, or the sensational sweet onion chicken teriyaki, both surprisingly low fat. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your house stuck in the 80s? Time to turn your kitchen and bath into a remodel to the 21st century. Callier & Thompson is the company to call. Why? First of all, they've been around for 55 years. They're experts at the latest in all the new styles. But more importantly, they stick to your budget. What do I mean? You sit down with their certified kitchen and bath designers. They come up with a budget. You together come up with a budget, come up with a plan, and then Callier & Thompson will make sure that budget is adhered to. At the end, you can tell everybody that you use Callier & Thompson. They're synonymous with quality, and you'll know that they stayed within the budget. It's time to leave the 80s behind. It's time to join the 21st century. Brand new kitchen, brand new bath, and add value to your home with one simple phone call to Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. Check out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
It's what's inside that counts.
Hey, moms, have your kids been singing this?
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy till your stuffy stuffed enough stuff?
Of course they have, because stuffies is the hottest kids craze in the nation.
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy till your stuffy stuffed enough stuff?
Stuffies are the irresistible collection of plush, huggable animals you've seen on TV. Each one has seven top secret pockets for kids to hide their treasures in. And each stuffy teaches kids positive values. After all, it's what's inside that counts.
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy till your stuffy stuffed enough stuff?
Now, as part of our special radio offer, your child's stuffy will arrive with a free full-size storybook and free super secret surprise inside, plus free shipping. Just go to stuffies.com right now.
How much stuff can you stuff in a stuffy till your stuffy stuffed enough stuff?
Just go to stuffies.com. That's stuffies.com.
That's stuffies.com.
It's time to head to the forest. Sherwood's Forest, St. Louis's premier nursery and garden center, 2651 Barrett Station Road between Manchester and Doherty Ferry Roads. Experience the spectacular color of October Glory, Burgundy Bell, Autumn Blaze, Red Sunset Maples, and Ginkgos at Sherwood's Forest Nursery. Hundreds of freshly dug ornamental trees, including Quonset, Yoshino, Snow Goose Cherries, Flowering Crab Trees, and Magnolias have just arrived. Choose from thousands of unusual landscape-sized trees, shrubs, and evergreens. Freshen up your landscape with fall mums, bulbs, and pansies, which are in stock now. All installations by Sherwood's Forest are guaranteed for 2 full years. So, head to the forest. Sherwood's Forest, 2651 Barrett Station, a mile and a half west of I-270 between Manchester and Doherty Ferry Road. Call 314-966-0028 for a landscape design consultation.
Does size really matter? Hey guys, there's nothing worse for us women than being ready, than having to wait 30 minutes for your little pill to kick in. Not anymore. 7 seconds is how long it takes for Code Red 7 to kick in. Yes, only 7 seconds. Code Red 7 is amazing because it's so immediate. Literally, 7 seconds. Don't take my word. Listen to this.
Code Red 7 starts immediately. No more waiting. It works like boom in the snap of a finger. You look down, and after 7 seconds, and you're like, you've got to be kidding me.
You'll feel Code Red 7 right off the bat because it's amazing. You'll know it's working, and you'll be like, holy cow, this feels awesome.
Code Red 7 is flying off the warehouse shelves. Call immediately to find out how to get your free supply. Your call will be kept private under our Code Red 7 privacy protection promise. 7 seconds. Look down. Shocking.
Call 800-430-3577 immediately. 800-430-3577. That's 800-430-3577 right now.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
Tuxedo! Donate to help the children.
For decades, you've seen them, knights in yellow armor, volunteering to make a difference. What you may not know is that every Tootsie Roll is making a profound difference in the lives of hundreds of kids at SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center. The Knights of Columbus Developmental Center is a leader in early diagnosis and intervention for autism and other learning difficulties.
Thank you, sir.
Honor these knights the weekend of October the 12th through the 14th. Donate and help a child beat their disabilities.
God bless you, and enjoy the Tootsie Roll.
It's the new era as Mizzou joins the SEC. Tune in this Saturday for Mizzou football, presented by Lions Choice, Royal Gate Automotive, and Walter Knoll Florists on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday.
Aloha.
No work till Monday.
One more time.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
.539 at the Big 550 KTRS. That music means time to bring in Mike Evans for a little Aloha Friday report. Hello, Mike. You know, today's show is just going almost technically perfectly, and then I go ahead and screw it up. Let's try it again. Hello, Mike.
Are you ruining my segment?
I am.
Already.
Huh?
Hasn't even started.
I apologize.
Well, it sounds to me like a little ball dropping going on.
Hey, you know what? Before you get into your report here, I got to tell you this story I heard this afternoon of a guy who had a bachelor party thrown for him by his friends. You know, it's like a couple of days before the wedding. And his friends take him, of course, to a strip club. And they pay for the whole package. And the strippers bring
whole him. The whole package?
How much
that's what they called it?
The bachelor's package, it's called. The strippers bring him up on stage. They tell him to lie flat on his back beneath the pole. And one dancer shimmies up the pole. And then from, I guess, 6 feet up, she launches herself down onto him. Except when she landed on him, she, like, ruptured his bladder.
Oh!
He's in pain. His friends take him out. He goes home, and the next day at work is in so much pain, he has to go to the hospital. Now he's suing the strip club for negligence, $50,000 in medical costs.
Wow.
Now, Mike, here's what I'm thinking of. Ahead of time, don't you think his fiance probably said, well, honey, if you're going to have a bachelor's party, just don't do it at a strip club, you know? I don't want you to do something like that. How do you explain that one later, the old busted bladder from the stripper falling on you off the pole?
That doesn't sound exciting at anyway.
Why is he telling the story during my segment? That's what I want to know.
It was a kind of a reminder.
I would never go to the strip club anyway. That's the kind of man I am.
Nor am I.
I am such a wonderful husband.
Yeah,
you love Cheryl
that,
too much.
You know that. I wonder if that affected their honeymoon.
I would guess that there couldn't have been part of the honeymoon going on, and I would also guess he was probably doubled over in pain walking down the aisle.
Ugh.
Not to mention that catheter.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh.
Here's a pop quiz question. Frank complaining, being the big bald baby yesterday.
Yeah.
Didn't like my question about Justin Timberlake's alcohol beverage, said it was boring. But I saved the second half of the Daily Double for today.
Okay, good.
Name the name of the star that doesn't drink at all. Tobey Maguire, Blake Lively, Jennifer Lopez. Answer in just a minute. Got some odd odds. These publicists put these things together. Now that Chris Brown and Rihanna are back together, an over underline, how long before Chris Brown hits Rihanna again?
Oh, man.
5 months is the over-under line.
I'll take the under.
I'll take the under.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Not one, not two, three movie reviews.
Good.
They all open today. Frank and Weenie. And we're not talking about Opinions Private Parts. See what I did there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Frank and Weenie, Tim Burton's latest stop-motion animated feature. Our hero is a very odd kid named Victor. When his dog, Victor's dog, Sparky, chases a ball into the street, well, the very worst possible thing happens to Sparky. So Victor goes to a pet cemetery, remembers what his very warped science teacher used to tell him, and those Frankenstein movies, and game on. Frank and Weenie, rated PG, 87 minutes, 3 stars for the Frank and Weenie.
Huh? Mike, how long before some kid in real life tries that with their Fluffy?
I hope not anytime soon.
I hope so, too.
Butter is a very odd, weird comedy about butter sculpting. You heard me right. Oh. Butter sculpting in Iowa. Listen to the cast. Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, yeah.
Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
Hey!
Oh, sorry.
With those claws, really?
Well, wow. He's a good singer.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Great cast. This is a very funny, very quirky, very entertaining movie. Rated R, 92 minutes. Butter, 3 stars.
It's it's like margarine.
I've seen, Mike, I've seen in Springfield, Illinois, the state fair up there, they do a butter cow every year.
Isn't that amazing?
And 1 year they actually have a butter beehole. I mean, it's
beehole?
Yeah.
The hole?
It's very authentic.
Bunghole-like?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. That is a little odd.
Yes,
it is. You don't want to know where the toast is. The Cardinals are winning today, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Love those Cardinals. The last movie is Liam Neeson in the sequel to Taken. It's Taken 2. I love Taken. Taken 2, well, the family of all the guys that Liam Neeson killed in the movie seek revenge. Not to mention they kidnap another member of Liam's family. Not as good as the first one. Not bad, though. Rated PG-13, 91 minutes, 2.5 stars for Taken 2. By the way, before it leaves theaters, don't forget, Looper is still out. I reviewed it last week, 3.5 stars. It is a great movie. If you want to wait and make sure that you don't miss a really, really good movie, I would recommend you see Looper this weekend.
Yes, I want to go see it.
Anybody see that in studio?
No, not yet.
What a great movie. Movie news, Gwyneth Paltrow plans to produce a musical biopic on the life of Belinda Carlisle.
Oh, interesting.
The leader of the Go-Go's.
How can you make an entire movie about somebody whose career lasted 25 minutes?
Well, yeah. Justin, actually, she's been doing a lot of stuff other than just the Go-Go's.
Does anybody else know that besides Belinda?
When I did mornings at K-Rock, Belinda used to show up at the back door of the radio station and begged us to play a cassette tape of a song that she and her band recorded in her garage. And that cassette tape was We Got the Beat, and we used to let Belinda come in and sit around at the station and played her songs.
Wow.
Her very first concert was a K-Rock station event.
What a surprise that radio station employees, male DJs, would let an attractive woman come in and hang out with them.
Yeah.
She was a hottie, too, back then.
Yeah.
She was. She was a sweetheart. And there's going to be a Lifetime TV biopic on the life story of Anna Nicole Smith.
Wow.
I think that might be kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
Pop quiz question, who doesn't drink? Toby Maguire, Blake Lively, Jennifer Lopez.
I'm going to go Blake Lively.
I'm going to go Toby.
I will say Blake Lively.
You stupid ignorant slut.
Uh-oh.
You know that I would pull a trick question. I haven't done one all week long. I just wish Frank was here to enjoy it because I know how much he enjoys
my trick question. Yeah.
None of those three people drink alcohol.
Wow.
And finally... Is it just me, or is it getting cooler and rainier in St. Louis?
It's sad.
Anana Koli Makawani Yana Oda Nana Lula Wa Hawaii.
Yeah, Mike Evans, Aloha Friday here on the Big 550 KTRS. Brought to you by
Thompson Price.
Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, and home. Go on to thompsonprice.com for more information about how they can do great stuff in your house. I have a couple of movie things I want to throw on the back of what Mike was reporting on today. Number one, are you guys fans of The Princess Bride?
I did not see that.
No.
You've not seen The Princess Bride?
I don't think I have either.
And you have a daughter? And you have a wife?
Yeah.
You've got to rent this one. This was a novel that William Goldman wrote in 1973. Brilliant story. Wasn't an easy movie to make. Robert Redford wanted to direct it. Couldn't figure out how to make it work. Norman Jewison, Francois Truffaut at some point. They tried. Then Rob Reiner finally got to the challenge 14 years later, made an instant film classic. I mean, it's a terrific, terrific movie, not just for kids, not just for women, but it's funny. It's got Cary Elwes and Robin Wright and Andre the Giant and Billy Crystal and Mandy Patinkin as Inigo Montoya. My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die. That's where that's from. So the movie was a hit, and people have wondered, how come there hasn't been a sequel to this? In a town like Hollywood, where they do sequels to everything, like Liam Neeson's Taken.
Yes.
Why haven't they done one? Well, they just did a screening in New York this week for the 25th anniversary of the movie. And the whole cast was there, and William Goldman, the author, was there, and Rob Reiner was there. And they asked Goldman, why haven't you written a sequel to this? And he said, I'm desperate to make it. I'm desperate to write it. I just don't know how. I'd love to make it more than anything else I've not written. I just can't figure out how.
Wow.
When has that ever stopped anybody in Hollywood from making
a
movie?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yes.
They usually just go ahead and put some trash together. Princess Bride 2 will be in theaters this weekend, or write the DVD or something.
They're doing that with Steel Magnolias. It's getting redone for Lifetime.
Yes,
with
an all black cast.
Yeah. And the woman that wrote it said, hey, you got to give me some money for this. I don't know how that works, how you could just remake somebody's movie and not have to give them a fee for it.
I would think you'd have to pay royalties or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, no plans on a Princess Bride sequel anytime soon, and I think that's a good thing. This is one of those movies. It's a real treasure. If you haven't seen it, rent it sometime. And the other movie item I want to mention is this guy in London, Asher Charman is his name, who likes watching movies up on the roof of this apartment building he lives in. And he's got a hot tub up there. And he and some friends would get together, and they would project the movies onto the side of the building next door, or a white sheet or something, and they would watch movies from the hot tub. And his friend said, this is such a great idea. We should buy more hot tubs and turn this into the hot tub cinema. And that's exactly what they've done.
Beautiful.
People pay between 25 and 200 pounds for a spot in one of the 15 tubs. He says he wants to take it to Europe and then to here in North America. He said each night has its own vibe. We have quiet nights. We have excitable nights. We had a conga line one night of 100 people in their swimsuits.
Wow.
On top of the building. Now, I have seen a movie outside a couple of times, you know, kind of Skyline Drive-In or
Skyview.
Skyview.
Yeah.
And
Inflatable screens they have at Forest Park.
Yes, I've gone to one of those, and that's nice. I ain't getting in the hot tub with people. The whole hot tub idea, even when I've been on vacation at a resort that had a hot tub next to the pool, you know, it's an Olympic sized pool. It's big enough. You can get in there.
The germs can spread out a little bit.
Exactly.
More.
Yeah. You know, the filters
not touch anyone.
This is like people soup.
I did get into a hot tub once and immediately thought to myself, everything on everybody else is in here with me. Yeah.
And it's cooking.
Yes, it's 115 degrees, and we're stewing in a broth of our own concoction. And,
yes.
And that white foam on the top. Who knows what's in that? I people dropping popcorn and raisinettes in there. I hope those are raisinettes. I ain't going to the hot tub cinema, are you?
No.
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 No, I'm not.
552 at the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, a guy that you'll find at the Hot Tub Cinema, Tim Weiland, is there after he gives us the traffic report.
All right, well, I wanted to let you know the traffic lights are still on red flash now, north and southbound, 141 at Astro Way. disabled vehicle on westbound 64 at Research Park Circle. Things are getting a little bit better on the highway. Southbound 270 is now slow as you approach 64 down to Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70 is heavy from St. Charles Rock Road through the Blanchette Bridge. Once you get past that, really not a bad run out through T.R. Hughes and Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Eastbound 270 is slow east of McDonald through New Florissant. And downtown, eastbound 64 is heavy from Jefferson through Union Station. And just a reminder that eastbound 64 from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge is going to be completely shut down tonight at 8 p.m. until 5 a.m. Monday. And that's to repave that bridge work. This traffic report is brought to you by United Way. Helping people, that's what United Way does. From feeding families to helping children reach their potential, United Way of Greater St. Louis helps more than 1 million people locally. Join them at helpingpeople.org. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Jim Hewer. Don't forget to join me and Jim Holder on Friday night at the Mizzou store as we have our Mizzou kickoff countdown show from 6 until 8 o'clock. On Friday night at the Mizzou store, you can come in and register for 4 tickets for the Mizzou-Vanderbilt game on Saturday. A game you can hear right here on the Big 550 KTRS. It's Hewer, it's Holder at the Mizzou store Friday night out of Chesterfield Commons on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Why is Instaflex the number one selling joint relief solution at GNC? Because other joint supplements are sadly incomplete. They just don't start relieving joint discomfort fast enough. But Instaflex can start giving you relief in as little as a few days. And now, as part of a nationwide giveaway, you can get a complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex. That's right, GNC's number one seller, our most powerful joint relief solution ever. Missing only one thing, the price. But due to overwhelming demand, complimentary samples are not available in stores. Instead, we've set up a free express phone line to ship your sample straight to your door. You don't even have to leave your house, but call immediately while supplies last. 1-800-700-1440. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid pharmacies, and Vitamin World. But you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling our free express phone line now. 1-800-700-1440. That's 1-800-700-1440.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
1. Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. 2. Turns information into insights. 3. Improves efficiency. 4. Easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. 5. Supports online banking. 6. Creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
6. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. SageToday.com/50.
It's the generation that survived the 60s. The British invasion, Woodstock, Vietnam, the civil rights struggle, sent 24 human beings to explore the moon, endured Watergate, and even worse, disco. The baby boomers
are out, man.
And you can tap the potential of this key market at the 2012 KTRS Baby Boomer Expo, coming up this fall at the Ameristar Casino Resort Spa in St. Charles. Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab at the top of the homepage. Exhibit space and sponsorships are limited, so get yours now before they sell out. The 2012 Baby Boomer Expo.
Talking about my generation.
From the Big 550.
Farm out, right arm.
KTRS.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries. We test and install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. That's a value of $20. We install them not because you couldn't do it yourself, but because we think you shouldn't. Take a breather, buddy. You deserve it. Free battery testing and installation only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
It's the Great American Fix-Up at the Home Depot, with new projects every week and big savings every day. Like 8-watt EcoSmart LED bulbs for just $9.97 each. Equal to 40-watt bulbs, each can save you up to $176 in energy costs over the bulb's life. And our free Saturday weatherization workshops can light the way to even more savings. It's the Great American Fix-Up, and it's going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. Only, see store for details.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
This Saturday, Mizzou battles Vanderbilt.
Don't miss the First Community Credit Union halftime show on the Big 550 KTRS.
Go to firstcommunity.com for all your savings and loans.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m., is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms, from competitions to firearm safety.
And just like that, we come to the end of another large morning show in the afternoon. I'm Paul Harris. Find me on harrisonline.com or on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show. And thanks for listening.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
The Big 550, KTRS, St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Stephen.